This is Ozarks at Large. The United States Geological Survey has issued a new report on the New Madrid seismic zone. The findings, the agency says, are unexpected and significant. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with the report's lead author, and she has this story.
The New Madrid seismic zone covers southern Illinois, 150 miles south into northeast Arkansas, western Tennessee, and Kentucky, crossing the Mississippi River in three places. The historic epicenter and namesake is New Madrid, Missouri, struck by a series of magnitude 7 to 8 quakes in the winter of 1811 and 12. First-hand accounts describe enormous landslides and sand blows, the ground rising and sinking, the shocks heaving the Mississippi River, creating immense waves in all directions. Massive trembling was reported across a 5,000-square-mile area and could be felt states away. 200 years later, scientists who've been peering 120 miles deep beneath the soft alluvial river valley sands and soils are discovering why the 1800 quakes were so impressive.
That's the type of structure that we don't see anywhere else, even under other nominally seismically active areas of the central or eastern United States.
Dr. Fred Politz is a research geophysicist with the USGS based in Southern California. He specializes in crustal deformation or stress on Earth's surface and long-period seismology.
I've been studying the seismic data from the transportable array of EarthScope.
The transportable array is a moving network of 400 seismographs positioned in a grid pattern across the United States and Alaska. Transmitted data gathered by the Array Network facility at the University of California, San Diego, archived at the IRIS Data Management Center, provides high-resolution imagery of the Earth's deep interior, revealing seismicity potential or earthquake frequency. Dr. Fred Politz and his research colleague, USGS scientist Walter Mooney, using new data produced by the transportable array, can examine various immense fissure zones or rifts, including the Real Foot Rift, a 500-million-year-old geologic formation underlying the New Madrid zone.
And we found that the mantle seismic velocities under the Real Foot Rift, including the New Madrid seismic zone, were unusually low. And this was a surprise, and so there are likely changes in the rock composition. New minerals developed under the Real Foot Rift relative to the hard granitic rocks that surrounded on both sides. And so this compositional change that we believe is present under the mantle of the Real Foot Rift conspires to make it a weaker zone and more susceptible to the large tectonic stresses which are constantly being imposed over the entire region, the central and eastern United States.
The Earth's tectonic plates constantly move like a giant jigsaw puzzle, expanding and contracting, some triggering quakes. Eons ago, the continent tried but failed to break in two in the middle U.S. along the Real Foot Rift. Quakes may also occur at predictable intervals. After the devastating New Madrid event in 1811, a 6.7 quake occurred in 1895 in Charleston, Missouri. Previous to that, a magnitude 6.3 struck Lepanto, Arkansas in the winter of 1843. Paleoseismologists have detected much larger quakes occurring at 500-year intervals.
They have evidence for large earthquakes of similar size and extent as the 1811, 1812 earthquakes occurring in 1450 and 900 AD. So we have not only a long earthquake record that demonstrates this zone is hazardous over basically thousands of years, but also for the first time an explanation about what makes this zone unique in the central United States.
The New Madrid seismic zone is being stressed in two different ways, says Fred Politz. Shortening along the Real Foot Rift fault, as well as strike slip faulting, a compression of two mammoth opposing geologic formations, which commonly cause quakes along the western U.S. But not all scientists agree a big quake is imminent. Northwestern University seismologist Seth Stein has published papers and written a book claiming the New Madrid zone is slowly rebounding from the weight of ancient glaciers.
The view that it's not dangerous would be that the measured deformation from GPS, which allows you to see the ground motions at present over very large areas, this deformation seems to be very, very low and may possibly be recording a signal due to the deglaciation, which is left over from several thousand years ago. But the fact that earthquakes have been happening for a long time in the New Madrid seismic zone and the area had just 200 years ago the last bunch of large earthquakes points to it continuing to be a dangerous zone.
Dr. Fred Politz also found the regions more susceptible to external perturbation or distress. So given that we have a major new shale gas play in Arkansas just 200 miles west, which has become quake-prone due to deep underground drilling and injection of lubricating chemicals to unlock methane from shale, could that trigger quakes along the New Madrid? Fred Politz would not concede a linkage, but he did say this.
If you have a weak zone, such as you have in the Reelfoot Rift, they will be more susceptible to triggering from nearby earthquake. And we worry about that in California and elsewhere. Whenever we have a moderate earthquake, the question always arises, will that lead to something larger? And if there's a susceptible geologic structure or fault nearby, then that's always a concern.
Small quakes continue to occur along the Fayetteville Shale Play in Arkansas. USGS also issued a new report about a swarm of damaging quakes once stayed over in central Oklahoma, a region historically not prone to quakes. USGS says it may be traced to shale drilling and injection well-induced seismicity. The largest earthquake ever recorded in Oklahoma, a magnitude 5.6, occurred in the fall of 2011, and several magnitude 4 quakes occurred this past spring. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Fred Politz and Walter Mooney's research was published in the journal Earth and Planetary Science Letters. This is Ozarks at Large.